A day after hundreds marched in Raleigh calling on Democratic Governor Roy Cooper to reopen North Carolina's economy, the state's top Republicans demanded that he set a firm timeline for ending the stay-at-home order. The governor is expected to give more details about what comes next today at 3 o'clock, according to an official familiar with his plans. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
For the first 3 weeks of North Carolina's stay-at-home order, the state's top Republicans were mostly silent. But that's changing quickly. Republican Senate leader Phil Berger sent Cooper a letter on Wednesday asking why the governor has not laid out a, quote, step-by-step plan to reopen the economy. He then said that, quote, the fact that no such plan has been publicized may lead to a reasonable conclusion that no such plan exists.
I think it's time for us to know what the governor is intending to do and what's the criteria that he's looking at.
Before reopening, Cooper has said he wants the state to reduce the number of new infections. He also wants more testing and the ability to do contact tracing, where investigators try and find people who were in contact with someone who's infected. Berger said the state needs to disclose more information, such as the number of COVID-19 patients who have recovered.
In his top line items, there's just a glaring lack of transparency as to how do you do tracing if you don't have information as to how many people have recovered?
Other prominent statewide Republicans are also criticizing the governor. Ninth District Congressman Dan Bishop, a Charlotte Republican, attended Tuesday's Reopen NC rally in Raleigh. He said the state needs to give detailed information about how much personal protective equipment it needs. And Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, who's challenging Cooper in November, also criticized the governor on Wednesday and said the state, quote, must have a sense of urgency to open. Cooper said last week the current stay-at-home order is working, but he realizes the order can't stay in place forever. The Trump administration has said states should show a decline of COVID-19 cases over a 14-day period before reopening. North Carolina has flattened the curve of new infections, but the state can't show that new cases are consistently going down. Other southern states, like Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee, have also not shown their new cases are declining, but they're partially reopening anyway. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.